Matt, we're going to do one more on number 17, the report and possible discussion on legislative update.
Okay. This is the last time you'll hear from me today. Congratulations. and I don't have any slides associated with this. It being January 26th, session started about 13 days ago. So as far as what's going to happen in the legislature, my answer is your guess is as good as mine. I really honestly don't have a whole lot to tell you. It's very early in the process. Neither body, the House or the Senate, have appointed committees or committee chairs. It usually takes seeing what the committees look like and what the chairman look like to get an idea of the personality of the legislature. So until we see that, it's going to be kind of difficult to understand exactly what it is that they're going to do. The Senate actually didn't change that much in terms of membership. So it's likely that their committee heads and members won't be that different. The House, on the other hand, as most of you know, has a new speaker. So there will be a new leadership team, likely lots of new chairmen, lots of new committee members, may even see different committees. It's my understanding that the House is debating their rules today, and one of the parts of their rules actually combines some committees. So there may not be as many committees, and so there's going to be a lot of difference. The House is going to look much different, but until we know exactly what the committees will look like, it'll be kind of hard to tell exactly what's going to happen. As far as the House, the rumor that we've heard as far as when committees are going to come out is we expect them early to mid-February. But, again, that's a whack. So the Senate is actually supposed to appoint theirs mid this week. So we'll know more about that then. As far as kind of overarching issues, again, hard to predict. But one of the things I will tell you will be an overtone or undertone of the entirety of the session will be the state's financial situation. As most of you probably know, the initial budget that's been looked at least on the Senate side, to fund services still shows about a $3 billion shortfall. So to fund all services gets the state in the red. So what that means is that every topic that the legislature talks about, the financial situation will be a backdrop to pretty much everything they work on. What happens when you have a gloomy financial situation, which Texas is not nearly as gloomy as a lot of other states, but it still isn't great as it has been in the past, is that you begin to focus on how can the legislature fund essential services? And then the argument then becomes, okay, what's an essential service? So I think you'll see them spend a lot of time debating that issue, and that'll be kind of a backdrop to most of the other issues that they talk about. With regard to water specifically, because of the passage of Senate Bill 3 from last session, which was an omnibus water bill that dealt with environmental flows and reservoir designation and several other things, I don't think we're going to see a major piece of water legislation this session, which is probably a good thing. It's highly unlikely that you'll see something that big considering they took care of a lot of stuff during last session. One of the things I think you may see them talk mostly about in terms of water is how the state can fund its portion of the state water plan. While local and regional entities like us and cities and water districts are expected to fund the majority of the state water plan, there is a portion that the state is supposed to fund. And the state struggles every session with figuring out how to fund it. Matter of fact, last session was the first time they funded it in the history of state water planning. But it was a one-time shot. So that doesn't mean it's guaranteed. So I think the ledge will continue to talk about funding their portion of the state water plan either via another one-time shot or creating some sort of sustainable funding mechanism. The only issue with creating a sustainable funding mechanism is it usually involves fees and taxes, which they don't tend to like to talk about very much. So I think that'll be the major issue. If the legislature does get into any major water issues like reservoirs, there is talk of the state getting involved in the acquisition of reservoir sites. Last session they designated them, but they didn't go as far as to acquire any sites. If they choose to have that debate, it'll be highly controversial, I would imagine. The designation was controversial enough. I assume that talking about getting involved in actual acquisition will be even more. As far as overall statistics, just basic, there's been approximately 1,300 bills filed thus far, and we're tracking, you know, roughly a third of those, which is normal. I mean, we're about where we are usually every session. So, again, hard to tell exactly what's going to happen. I know this isn't much of an update. As usual, my January update during session is kind of empty, but it's likely that when we meet again in February, I'll have a lot more to tell you. So, and I'd be happy to answer any questions. Yes, sir.
You mentioned funding problems. Have they already accounted for and spent the rainy day fund?
There will be debate on what will happen to the rainy day fund. They're tapping into the rainy day fund to pay for pretty much anything becomes a pretty heated debate. And there's the idea that a lot of that funding is set aside for, or needs to be set aside for, paying for property tax reductions.
What was the size of that fund? Is it $9 billion?
I think that's about right, and I'd have to go back.
So what you're saying, they're saying that's intact, and they're trying to figure out how to do the budget without using it?
I think that that is correct, yes. I would believe that the filed version, the Senate version of SB1, does not anticipate major tapping into the rainy day fund. I think it's just funding current services via general revenue.
Thank you.